This Mandela Day, you can join JN Futures, which is the youth division of JNF South Africa, South Africa's Promise, and the Walter Sisulu Environmental Center as they come together to green Mamelodi and unite as South Africans for 67 minutes in honor of Madiba. And that will be this Friday at 9:15 in the morning at the Walter Sisulu Environmental Center. And details will be sent upon registration. There'll be a delicious kosher meal. No one ever says there'll be an unedible kosher meal. There'll be a delicious kosher meal, and there's transport available if you want. And I'm joined on the line by Kiki Shalped, who is the youth director of the JNF Futures, which is the youth division of JNF. Kiki, thanks so much for chatting with me. Can you tell us a little bit more about this event on Friday?
Thank you so much for having me, Paula. It's such an honor to be on your show. So this Friday, we are incredibly excited to invite our community to celebrate Mandela Day, you know, not just with the Jewish community, but with the greater local community. We have an environmental center, which is also an educational center within the Mamelodi space. And, you know, it's really a vibrant place where I think we have about 14,000 to 16,000 students that pass through there every single year. And we're bringing the Jewish community to that space with our partners to come together, to unite, and just to celebrate South Africa in the best way we know how. Obviously, you said, with a delicious kosher meal. And if there's one thing Jews know how to do well, it is that exactly.
It's so both make and eat, right? Which do we know better, to provide the kosher meal or to eat it?
Sure, I don't know, but I think we pass the distinction in both areas. That's for sure.
Kiki, I would agree with you over there. Why? How did the idea for this event come around, or do you do it every year?
So every year, the center actually does normally do something, but this year the JNFSA has introduced the new role of the JN Futures. It's our new division within the organization, and you know, we really wanted to find a way that the South African Jewish community can kind of go a bit outside of our comfort zone. And normally we're doing it just with the local community, just with the people that are in Mamelodi, just with the people that have very easy access to the center. And you know, this year we really decided, like, let's cross over Lubotha and let's come together and, you know, do something a little bit different. And you know, we're just doing this in the hopes that we get to have some exposure for both sides, you know, and kind of just create a space where we can collaborate with everyone. And that's why we're doing this.
Kiki, I was also reading in the community notices that there's a tour to Israel, that you can volunteer in Israel with JNF Futures and Birthright. Aside from the Mamelodi initiative you're doing on Friday and this tour that you're offering, what else does JNF Futures do, and what essentially is your mission?
I'm so glad that you asked. It's a brilliant question. So we are here basically to create a space for any Jew in the community that is kind of post-university or, you know, post their time in the youth movement, whether that be B'nai Akiva or Abonim or whatever it might be where they've been involved. And it kind of, in that time space, in that time period when you leave the movement or you leave university, it's a bit awkward and it's a bit uncomfortable. You don't necessarily have kids, you aren't necessarily married, and you're kind of trying to find a space where you can put yourself, where you can be involved in the Jewish community, but also, you know, not necessarily, if you maybe not necessarily affiliated to a shul or something religious. And we've created JN Futures to offer the opportunity to our community members that are in this youth, young adult space, where they have a connection to the community, they have a connection to Israel, they have a connection to the environment, and they don't feel like they're just hanging afloat and have nowhere to go. And we want to kind of create the space where we welcome with open arms every single young adult, you know, that is interested and that wants to join us in our mission. And as well as in the schools, you know, Kakal, which is our sister organization in Israel, has an abundance of resources, educational, environmental, Zionism. And we're getting into the schools and we're pushing that agenda, you know, just to create awareness about what the JNF is doing and how are we creating a better Israel, a better South Africa and a better world in general.
Kiki, what a fantastic initiative. I wish there had been something like that when I was around, because we had, like you say, the youth movements, and then at university I was involved in soldiers, and then there was kind of nothing. So what a great idea to cater to that age group in the community. Of course, the JNF has long been associated with the land of Israel, planting trees, building communities, and developing the Negev. For you as JN Futures, is that part of your philosophy, a focus on the actual land of Israel, or are you involved in a whole host of different projects?
So there's a whole host of different projects. You know, I think it's an age-old association that you say the word JNF and everyone thinks, oh, let me go by. That's the place where we have the tree certificates. You know, the trees. Everyone thinks JNF.
Yep,
trees.
I'm part of that old generation.
And you know what? It's a true statement, and it has a lot of integrity in it, and it's very dignifying to be associated with that. And we love the trees, and we're all about that. But there is so much more that the JNF is actually doing as a whole. I mean, I'm sure you've seen from the last year, we've brought out hostages and we've raised funds for the different campaigns in Israel, whether that be to have restorative camps for people that have been evacuated from the south, or whether it be providing fire equipment to the firefighters in Israel that are on the front lines, or whether that be, you know, families in Israel that are really going through a hard time. Kakal in general offers an incredible amount of support to the people of Israel and to the government of Israel. And the JN Futures, it's not our main focus isn't necessarily about greening, you know, Israel or in that type of sense, but we're still an organization that is very much focused on the environment, and not just the environment, you know, physically, but also emotionally and mentally and in any other way that we can be. And so JN Futures is going to be focusing on the environment, but all the other projects as well that we have, we're going to involve the youth in, and we're going to, you know, ask them, how can we collaborate with Israel as partners? How can we help in different ways? What are ways that the youth in Israel, you think, need our help as youth of South Africa? How do you think we can help the youth in Israel? And that's basically what we're here to do. We're here to plant the seeds in the younger minds, as you'd say. So,
wow.
Yeah.
I'm all excited, and I don't even qualify. For those young people in our community who want to get involved, what do they do? How do they reach you?
How do they reach me? So that's a great question. So you can find us on social media at Jewish National Fund South Africa on Instagram as well as on Facebook. And you can reach me. I have my email address is jnfutures@jnfsa.co.za. And you can also contact us through our website, which is the Jewish National Fund South Africa, where you can submit a form, and we'd be so excited to hear from anyone who'd be keen to get involved.
Kiki Shalpid, the Youth Director of JN Futures, helping us understand that there is a role for young people, and that they can and you can reimagine the next generation one young leader at a time. Thanks, Kiki. And just a reminder that the event, if you're looking to get involved for young people in the community, the first event that I can advertise is this Friday, Mandela Day, and you can meet at 9:15 in the morning, and you're going to be making your way to the Walter Sisulu Environmental Center, where you can get your hands dirty. And as Mandela said, it's in your hands to make a better world for all who live in it. So that was Kiki Shalpid.